Hi, I'm Phil Nee with a look at sports. Richland Center lost a high school baseball game 7-5 in 8 innings against visiting Prairie du Chien. The game was played at North Park because of wet grounds at the high school field. A game heard on WRCO last night.
Jake Ma playing the bag for Prairie as Logan Peterson leads off first base. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air, well hit. Left field and deep. The left fielder is back. That ball is out of here. A home run. Isaac Gall. Oh, did he crush that one? Hornets jump out to a 3-0 advantage here at Richland Center's North Park.
After Brady Dosh reached on an error, Logan Peterson knocked him in with a single, and then junior Isaac Gall followed with a long drive over the left field fence. Gall led Richland Center at the plate, going 3-for-4 for the contest. Later in the game, trailing 5-3, the Hornets tied the contest with a sixth-inning double by junior Guy Klingel that drove home 2 runs. Finn Lemke doubled for the Hornets, and Brady Dosh was on base 4 out of 5 times. The Hornets used 3 pitchers, Wyatt Bank started and gave way to Deacon Heise, who struck out 10 and gave up 4 hits during his middle relief stint. Leif Morris worked the 8th inning for Richland Center. The Blackhawks chipped away all night, scoring a run in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th, 1 in the 6th, and 2 runs in the 8th inning. The eventual winning run scored on a single by Weston Marks, who later scored. Jake Mara tripled in the game and was also the winning pitcher. He came on in relief of Caden Sutter in the 2nd inning and worked the rest of the game. With a 7-5 loss in 8 innings, Richland Center is now 0-4 on the season, 0-2 in the league. They have a non-conference game with Boscobel scheduled for later today. Prairie du Chien is 3-4 overall and 1-1 in the Southwest Conference. They will host River Valley coming up on Tuesday. Elsewhere in high school baseball from yesterday, Platteville edged River Valley, final score of 7-6. Dodgeville took on Portage at AmFam Field yesterday and won 11-1 in 5 innings. The Riverdale varsity baseball team lost to Iowa Grant by a score of 7-5. Conlon Walsh would go 2-for-4 and 2 RBIs for Riverdale. With the loss, the Chieftains dropped to 3-1 in the conference, 5-2 overall. Riverdale will look to bounce back as they play Barneville tonight at home. Game time of 4:30. In the Richland Valley, baseball action yesterday, Seneca winner against Kickapoo 8-4. Ronan Culver had a 3-for-4 day for Kickapoo. Jackson Konacek led Seneca going 3-for-3. The winning pitcher was Gage Wall, striking out 4 and walking 1. Jace Nagel suffered the pitching loss. Elsewhere yesterday in the Richland Valley, it was DeSoto with a win against North Crawford, 10-6 the final score. Weston was a winner at Wazika yesterday, 5-2. Trevor Westfall got the win on the mound, throwing a complete game, giving up 5 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. Leaders at the plate, Eli Jennings, 2-for-5 with a double. Gavin Cast, 2-for-4 with a double and 2 RBIs. Trevor Westfall, 2-for-4 with a double and 2 RBIs. Isaac Jennings, 1-for-2 with a double. Ross Allball and Jacob Keller each added a single. Also, the team had 9 hits overall. Trevor Westfall pitching very well with 76 pitches in a complete 7-inning game. So for Weston, they're getting ready for next week and a busy week with games against Seneca and DeSoto. Ithaca was a winner in a game that took just over an hour yesterday, 10-0 in 5 innings. They defeat Lafarge, a game originally slated for Lafarge, and moved to Ithaca. It was a win yesterday for Fenimore over Mineral Point, 5-2 in 8 innings. It was Royal, 16-0 over Winnewick Center, and GET beat Westby. That final score was 5-4. Turning to softball, it was Ithaca Weston getting the win 12-0 over Lafarge in 5 innings. J.C. Maxwell was the winning pitcher, going 5 innings, giving up a hit, striking out 7 and walking 2. Adeline Hansen with the loss, giving up 10 hits, striking out 4 and 6 walks. Leading hitters, Haley McGlynn for Ithaca Weston, 3-for-3 with 3 runs scored and a triple. Kelsey Coleman, 1-for-1 with 2 walks and 2 RBIs. Jaden Boland, 1-for-1 with a walk, and Valerie Bauer, 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored and an RBI as well. Chloe Schlicht was 1-for-2 for Lafarge. It was Prairie du Chien over River Valley 4-2, and Riverdale defeated Southwestern 8-7. Fenimore 17-1 over Darlington in five innings. Iowa Grant beat Cuba City 10-4. Seneca 4-2 over Kickapoo. Royal 13-1 Ewok Center in five innings. Royal gets the win on the 10-run rule. And Adams Friendship over Wisconsin Dells 15-0 in a four-inning game. In high school soccer yesterday, Richland Center with a game last night at Dodgeville on a very warm night, lost to Dodge Point 2-1. The Hornets trail 1-0 at halftime and were scored on again in the first 10 minutes of the second half. Richland Center found the net in the last 5 minutes of the game off a defensive clear from Sylvia Schmidt down the field, and Nevaeh Glassbrenner beat the defense with a couple of dribbles and put the ball in the back of the net. The Hornets were able to get 5 shots on goal during the game, applying pressure to the Dodge Point defense. Hornet keeper Olivia Donnell recorded 6 saves, including a penalty save in the last 2 minutes to keep it a one-score game. Next action for the Hornets will be the alumni scrimmage coming up this Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Portage Poinet, a win against Baraboo. That final score was 6-1. And going on today, weather permitting, Richland Center basketball baseball, Richland Center softball playing at Dodgeville this afternoon. Also for Weston, varsity action for Ithaca Weston softball at New Lisbon. Ithaca baseball is at New Lisbon today. As we mentioned, Riverdale taking on Barneveld with a game slated for 4:30 this afternoon. River Valley baseball has a game scheduled with Southwestern as well. Bowling scores from the All-Star League yesterday, 32 of 32. It's the last Thursday night of the season. Jones Collision Center with a 29-10, Alana Springs Campground at 27-86, and Jones Chevrolet at 27-82. Jones Collision Center with a 9-90 game, Alana Springs Campground 9-67, Jones Chevrolet at 9-64. Chris Pardoon and Chris Gerber each had 6-94 series. Brian Klebisadel 141 over average with a 684, and Jeff Seckman had a 647. Top games, Chris Gerber, 249, Chris Pardoon, 247, Brian Klebisadel, a 246, Jeff Seckman, a 245, Travis Bushley, a 244. Eric Ingman bowled a 537, 90 over average. Congratulations to the Jones Chevrolet team for winning the league championship in a playoff. Members of the Jones Chevrolet team are Casey Owen, Chris Gerber, Terry Wheaton, Jeff Seckman, and Monica Wheaton. Other notable finishes, high averages, 216 for Travis Bushley, 214 for Jeff Seckman, a 212 average for Chris Pardoon. Most improved, 20.4% Ryan Gaston, 10.5% for Ross Gaston, and 10.1% for Chris Pardoon. High match points, 57.5 for Kerry Neff, 57 for Travis Bushley, 56 for Terry Wheaton. Thanks to all the bowlers in the All-Star League and to Greg and Amy Shep at the Phoenix Center for their support through the year. We also want to put a plug in for the Sting Night going on tomorrow night at the Phoenix Center. 4 former Richland Center Hornet athletes, a former team, and a business as a longtime supporter will be honored. Neil Morgenthaler, Brian Jelenic, Micah Piasecki, and Amy Roble will be inducted into the Richland Center High School Athletic Hall of Fame, along with the 1987 WIAA Class B State Championship Volleyball Team and Jones Chevrolet, a longtime business and supporter of the Richland Center Athletic Programs. Everyone is welcome tomorrow night. The Sting Night will include food, games, and raffles, annually one of the Richland Center High School Athletic Boosters' largest fundraising events of the year. That will be happening tomorrow night at the Phoenix Center right here in Richland Center. And also, we want to make mention of the Brewers' win. They used 3 bunts in one inning, and they were able to get a win for the second day in a row, 2-1, over their opponent, the Toronto Blue Jays.